Ja.
Welcome to the God, Tech, and Hustle podcast. Get ready to enjoy a fun-filled wealth of knowledge and power and the ultimate guide to living your best life. Without further ado, here are your hosts, I Am Grand Vision and Lady Tech Boss.
Hey,
we here. Listen, we here.
We're excited.
God, Tech, and Hustle. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we need to talk about teamwork.
Yes, teamwork.
That's teamwork so makes the dream work.
Every time.
Collaboration is king.
Yes. Let's get into it.
God. You know, so I just wanted to get into the whole concept of, you know, you can't be an island. You got to connect with people.
Exactly.
You got to build relationships.
Right. If you see somebody online and you like what they're doing, hey, you congratulating them, you're liking their posts, hey, reach out to them. Say, hey, what is it I can do to add value?
Let's try to build.
Let's build together.
Right.
I see what you're doing. Hey, maybe you can add what I'm doing. It's all about the energy and coming together.
It's about collaboration. I see so many people lose opportunities because they won't reach out.
They won't reach out. Exactly.
Right. They are so afraid of rejection. And
that's what it is.
It's fear for nothing.
For no reason.
Right. Let people say no.
Right.
Shoot your shot.
Right. And keep it moving.
You don't know who's right. And keep it moving to the next. You're talking about millions of people. Billions of people we have access to. Right.
Yes, we do.
And so it's good to connect. And so, you know, I think it's so great to find the right people that you can kind of build with. Find your tribe. Right.
Yes.
Because you can't get this stuff done without a tribe.
No, it takes a tribe.
Right.
It takes a village.
You're right.
It definitely does.
And it's going to take some people that want to be a part of the vision. And it's okay. You're going to go through some. You're going to lose some. There are going to be some people that saw it for a short term and they're not meant to go further.
Right.
But you shouldn't let that discourage you from finding the right people.
Right. And it's not always about being the chief either, right?
Oh,
sometimes
no.
Sometimes you got to kind of fall back. But like, you know, right. let me let you do your thing. I'll do my thing.
Right.
And let it flow, you
let
know?
Let it flow. Let it flow together. Be a collaborator.
Absolutely.
You know, I think people should always understand that the only thing you need to do is add value.
That's it.
Right? If you add value, then good things will happen.
But let's talk about it. Like when you're out networking. And so, you know, sometimes people are just kind of afraid to walk up to people. And
right.
just, you know, what are some things that you would tell someone? How would you give them some advice on it?
Well, so one thing I would definitely do is to encourage people to not make it about them.
Okay.
Right? So when you're engaging people, get to really understand who they are,
okay,
what they value, and figure out ways for you to add value to them.
I like that.
Right? Okay. It should never be about you. See, so many people going in thinking, oh, it's about me. I want to find the right people to do what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Right? That might not be God's plan.
Right.
You might be a part of somebody else's plan.
Right.
Right? So when you go in to figure out how you can add value, you know, just whatever you were trying to do might be small in comparisons to adding value to this person.
That's true.
Right? So it's better to really understand that and kind of see, okay, if there's a way for me to add value, let me do that. Because when you start adding value to people, you elevate.
Right. But the only way to really add value is you have to speak to people. You have to talk to people. You have to see what their, you know, likes are. What are they into? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to find out these things.
You got to build relationships.
And as you're listening to the people, you got to see, okay, how could I plug into what I'm actually currently doing?
Right.
Or I may know someone that is interested or is doing something similar. Let me see how I can connect.
Connect the dots.
Connection is everything.
It really is. You know what I hate? And I'm glad you said that. I hate when we're at events and, you know, people come up to me and they want to talk about their thing out of the blue. Like it doesn't even relate to nothing that we're doing.
Oh, wow.
Right? And instead of finding ways to connect, because maybe they came because we're speaking. And,
okay.
I can give general advice, right? You know,
right.
it's totally fine. But, you know, they want to build a relationship, but then they want me to come, you know, come over to whatever they're doing and they're not even producing anything yet.
So they're trying to build you or pull you into their actual business.
Right, to elevate their business.
Okay.
Right? They want you to come over because they see your energy.
Right.
Right? They want your energy to elevate them.
But they're not trying to see what they can do to elevate you.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right. Yeah. So it has to be a reciprocal relationship.
It definitely has to be. And that's in all things.
Oh, that's in all things.
That's in business. That's in friendships. That's in family. That's in all things.
Right.
Marriage, you know.
And I just see so many that are not.
I know. Right. This is about me, it myself, and I.
It can't be about you.
It cannot.
And that's the thing. Like, I understand people want their thing to win, right? They want it to win. They want it to grow, but it's not going to happen because, if it was going to happen, it's because you're creating value.
Right. But then also now, what I also want more people to do is, if you see somebody has some knowledge that you need, don't just try to ask, hey, let me pick your brain. See what you can do to add value.
Or money.
Or money.
Right.
Consulting.
That
is a real word, guys.
Yeah, consulting. Yeah. People want, listen, the game is to be sold and not told.
Say that one more time.
The game is to be sold and not told.
That's it.
Right. And there's a lot of people giving information, right? But one thing I realize is you can give out certain information and people are just not going to do it anyway.
Right.
Right. And so nobody gives out the whole game, and you have to understand that, or they wouldn't have value.
Right.
Right. And so if people have been through a set of experiences that have put them in a certain position, and you want to tap into those experiences so that you can leapfrog, from point A to point B, mm-hmm, without having to go through all the trials and tribulations,
right,
then you need to pay for that.
Speaking of pay for that, oh my gosh, let me tell you what I've experienced in the past. People don't want to pay for your service. But yet, if it's something you need from them, they're quick to throw up their prices, their this, their that. Like, okay, I don't mind. One thing about me, I don't mind if it's something that I need, a service, I'm going to pay.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that. Nobody out there can say this woman has never paid me.
Right.
I'm going to make sure.
You pay. No.
I'm going to pay.
Absolutely.
But I also expect the same thing. It shouldn't just be one way.
Right. Then they want to barter. Then they want to, value their stuff way higher than it is. It's like, you providing a little,
you touched another nerve.
Talk to me.
When people think you have money, then why do they want to overcharge you? The other thing.
That's what they do, right? That's exactly what they do. They try to manipulate and they try to take advantage. And if I feel like somebody's trying to take advantage because they know that I have a certain level of success, then I'll never speak to you again.
Right.
You're gone. Finito. You know what I mean? It's like you never existed.
Right.
Some people call me Mr. Wonderful.
Oof.
Because I had
to. Wonderful,
I appreciate that. But I will delete people very quickly. Right. Because I have no time for people that have no value.
Yeah.
Right. If you just want something from a very selfish perspective, no thank you.
Right.
I'm out of here.
Right. So
I'm a SpongeBob you. I'm a head out.
I'm a head out. I love that meme, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I want to talk about, back to the teamwork and team, just having a team.
Right.
I mean, that has been everything when it comes to us and what we're doing, because we can't do all this by ourselves.
No,
there's
no,
so many people that we're trying to help around the world, and it definitely takes a big team.
Right.
And then how do you recognize a good team member? I'll say that.
Right. People that are dedicated, people that are your cheerleaders, and they're not, always about them.
Okay.
Right? And I tell you, all the people that that work for us, or people that collaborate with us, these people, they just, number one, they just want to add value. They have the right heart. And because of that, they continue to get super blessings.
That's true.
Right? Like all the ones that are, our super, super loyal crew, they continue to get big blessings.
Every time.
Big blessings. Big.
Because it's about sowing and reaping.
Yes.
Not just sowing, but sowing in good ground.
Right.
That's the key right there. It has to be good ground. We are definitely good ground. Yeah.
Because they,
That's just a known fact.
Right.
We're helping people. We're out here giving out great energy.
Yeah. And it's real stuff. It's real stuff happening.
Right.
It's not like, oh, yeah.
Results.
Right. I'm not just out here, supporting something with no results.
Right.
No. That's when we always like, look, these, our average student getting 85K.
Right. And so that's what we do. We look for opportunities to help people and to sow in the good ground as well.
Because
I don't want to waste my energy on mentoring someone and they're not going to take any action.
Right. I have to see an example of action.
Yes.
I got to see what you're willing to do.
Oh, speaking of that,
ooh,
we get a lot of people that actually want to help, but they're not doing anything in their own lives.
Right.
How do you handle that?
Listen, man, if you can't help yourself, you sure can't help me. And that's a fact, Jack. Old school. You know what I mean? I had to go old school.
Oh,
I'd be sounding like Roy. You know what I mean? Pops, rest in peace.
Yes, rest
you know what I mean?
Peace.
Forever. But it's, I'm not here to play games with people. right? If you're not bringing it, get out of here. Can't do it.
That's right.
And we want to, if people are willing to put in the energy, you know, if they have something going for themselves, then I can respect that. I want people that are trying, that have the will to try.
That's right.
And not give up. If I see somebody trying, I'm gonna put my hand out there.
There you go. Right? As long as you're trying. That's true.
Because I can appreciate that.
That's true.
Right? I can appreciate somebody legitimately trying. But if you half-assing, it's obvious.
Right.
It's so obvious when
you see it in everything. You see it in their lives. You see it all around them.
Right.
So it doesn't just show up in one area. It shows up in all areas when you
are. Right. So how do you deal with these people that, you know, they just really want to stick around because they want to be able to ask for $100, $200.
And that right there.
I know that irritates you.
If y'all can see my face right now, you're talking about a way to really get to me.
Oh, they'd be like, sis.
Oh, congrats, sis. Congrats, sis. And then the very next.
Can I borrow $100?
Let me borrow $100. No. Let me show you how to fish.
Right, but they don't want to invest in themselves.
I don't give out no $100 loans no more. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
No $100, $200, no loans. Right? We'll give you the tools.
Yeah, we'll give you the tools.
Yeah.
Because what I realize is the ones that are asking, you never hear from them after that.
No.
Where are they at? They get ghost on you.
They get ghost.
Where's that same energy when you were asking me for something?
Right.
And so, yeah, no, I don't do that anymore. And honestly, because of that, I feel free.
Oh, yeah. I've been free.
Because I don't have to hunt you down.
Right. Yeah. No, I hate hunting people for money. Like, that bothers me more than anything. And I don't do it anymore. And so, even, you know, when you come and work with us, the point is, if you can't afford it, then I'm going to give you some options, but that's all I can do.
Right, because my thing is this. If I'm going to pay on time, I expect, you know, to be paid on time. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I can't.
I only give out what I expect to receive.
Right, so I can't go back and forth and deal with people that don't respect themselves enough to make sure people are good to go and to make sure that they themselves are good to go.
Right.
Like if you ask them for $100 now, and I'm not talking about, you know, once and again, you know,
every
like
now and
every
then.
Now and again, yes. But it'd be the same people over and over and over asking for the same.
But what you can't do, if you borrowed $100,
right,
don't come back, you know, a week later, 2 weeks, and borrow 50. Let's get the first part paid for first.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, how do you do that?
It's sad, but
they get ghosts and then they come back and ask again. And so, no.
Right, no. But, you know, I just gently tell people that, you know, unfortunately, you know, I'm not doing that, you know, and I love you, but I can't do it. And so, but what I can tell you is if you stay dedicated, if you don't waste your money, then I can show you how to get money where you never have to ask for $100 again.
Right. And so guys, I'm not trying to, you know, bash on anyone that's asking for money. I'm talking about the habitual people that ask you for money and then they're buying a trip to go to, you know, Saint-Tropez the next week.
Listen, you can't borrow money and live your best life on me.
Right. We're not going to do that. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And then have no intention on paying someone back you know, act like they don't know you anymore.
That's
so they don't
of,
have to pay you
That's
back.
A lot of people that, you know, they will disown you over $100.
Yes, they will. I mean, there's people right now that we haven't talked to in years because of that. And so, you know, we just learned our lesson along the way. And just want to make sure that we give people the proper tools so that they won't have to ask.
Right. And so basically what this boils down to is the quality of people, right? When you collaborate and you have a good team and you have good quality people, make sure you take care of those people. Make sure you elevate those people. Make sure you add tremendous value to those people's lives.
Right.
To the best of your ability. And you're gonna get a lot out of those people. Right. And we've been able to leverage that love into something great.
Right.
You know, so where we can help more.
And the goal is just to basically, you know, reach more people, teach more people. You know, each one teach one.
Right.
That's the goal.
Right.
So it's not just about us. You know, of course we want to help others, but we want others to help others too.
Right.
And the more others can help others,
right,
then we uplift ourselves as a community.
You know, I was talking to one of our past students and, you know, I just love how our students are actually working together now without us.
Yes.
You know, they're collaborating behind it. Like, we're not even in the conversations anymore. that we initially created for them to help them. And now they're like collaborating together to get bigger bags. And oh, I love that. So I love that so much. That makes me happy.
And I love the fact that you're saying, no, you don't have to jump on. I got it. Or, you know, the trainers got it. You don't have to. Because at first we were actually doing all the training and helping everyone, which was great. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it. But now we've built a real collaborative business, you know what I mean? Real enterprise business where others, we've empowered others to basically go out and help the world.
And that comes with finding the right people, right? And elevating those people and helping those people, right? And so all our main folks, right? Like, you know, they've been through our training and they know our style and they know that they've created.
And they got it down.
And they got it down and they're killing it.
Love them.
Yeah. They love them.
They do.
Right? And I'm like, oh, when I hear these quotables, even though I know they came from us, I'm very happy that they think it comes from there. Right? Because that lets me know that we've ingrained something of value to the person. Right? And to me, there's nothing more powerful.
That's powerful.
Right? That means the vision, the understanding, all the stuff that we kind of put into these people are now, you know, it's going into other people. And I love that.
I love that.
And that means we're creating legacy.
Right. Legacy, leverage.
Yeah, I mean, and love.
And love. I love that. Yeah. Legacy and love.
Yeah. And so to any of my trainers that surround in the Atlanta area, I will be, you know, we'll be moving pretty soon into a new home. Right. And so come by the house. Help us out. We love you.
Oh, my goodness. Are you recruiting movers?
Well, yeah, it's about collaboration. Right. Right. It's a team effort.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'm not mad at your brother.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're going to move closer to the academy. Right.
Yes.
And so I think that's cool. Right.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
So. Yeah. Yeah. No. And so I know we got some other stuff coming up. Did you want to talk a little bit about some of the stuff with kids?
Oh my goodness. Yes. So yes. So what we have now, guys, oh my goodness, we're opening up a fantastic, beautiful new facility. All about kids, all about sports, all about tech for kids.
For kids.
So let's talk about that. That's actually coming up very soon. Actually, as of next week. Oh my gosh.
Next week,
I'm so excited.
We open.
So what happened is everybody kept saying, okay, I see what you're doing for the adults. It's really working. You know, my friends, my family, everybody is benefiting from it. So but what are you gonna do for the kids?
Right.
And so we was like, never, you know, weren't really thinking about it from that perspective. I mean, we were doing a few summer camps and after school programs, you know, periodically. But now it's like, okay, now the next generation is who needs to be lifted up. Right. They're the ones that need to learn a lot of these skills.
Yeah, we're gonna
and they're
right
grasping
there.
This. I'm talking about fast.
Right.
And so, so now we're actually opening up our new facility. It's called...
It's called High Five Sports.
High Five Sports.
Yes. It's in North Point Mall.
Yes.
It's in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Right. And so it's definitely in the mall. So you don't have to worry about any weather or cold, hot.
Right.
Like everything is happening inside. And so we're also going to be doing robotics. We're going to do, what else?
No,
virtual
we're going to
have
virtual reality,
programming.
AR, VR. You know, we're going to have Lego, like Lego engineering. We're going to have tons of different programs.
So many good programs to prepare the next generation.
To prepare them, to give them that insight, right? To technology and the real pieces around technology.
Right.
And so I'm really excited about the AR, VR, like building the application for that to work.
Yes.
Right. Like that is a
I'm
powerful
excited
thing.
About that.
Right, for them to actually be able to kind of see that and get into augmented reality. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun with the kids kind of doing that. And so
recently we just actually have partnered up with the Hawks, Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
And so we did that event. It was about 1,100 kids out there.
1,100
was
amazing.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know if I was going to make it, but no, it actually was really fun.
And they really gravitated towards this new stuff.
They did.
Right? You know, there's a lot of stuff out there with kids tech, but, you know, we want to make sure our kids are getting everything that they need to go transition
machine
that
learning,
into
all of that
transition
stuff.
Into real money. You know, once they get 17, 18, if they already have this knowledge, this technology skills, listen, it's over. Like they can be in the workforce making a real good living.
That's true.
By the time that they're 18, 19.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have more information available
that's gonna
on our
soon.
Website. And so, you know, any other final words? We're about to go ahead and wrap up.
I'm so excited. God Tech and Hustle, it's here. You know, the interviews, it's going to be powerful. I mean, you're powerful.
I just think we have
something special here. And just know, we're going to be the number one podcast in Africa.
Oh, yes.
No,
we're ready.
That's happening.
Absolutely. All right, guys.
I am Grand Vision.
I am Lady Tech Boss.
We're out.
We're out.
You've been listening to God, Tech, and Hustle with I Am Grand Vision and Lady Tech Boss. If you enjoyed today's show, please like, subscribe, and tell a friend. For more information, visit GodTechAndHustle.com. And remember, applied knowledge is power, and the best is yet to come. Peace and blessings to everyone.